Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we're glad in it. We're so grateful to be here on this Wednesday, the ninth day of February 2022. The Lord is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes, and He has brought us here for such a time as this. There are so many things going on in our world, and we know that the Lord God Almighty is the one who is here to help us to get through all of these tests and these trials. There is so much happening in our neighborhoods. People are shooting each other down. There is turmoil in the schools, in our government, but we know that God is still on the throne. He has brought us here to continue to do the work here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend who is closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself. So we continue to come together in unity. Where there is unity, there is strength. I appreciate each and every sister and brother who has come down through the years. Over the last 19 to 20 years, the Lord has been here with us. He has done miracles. There have been signs and wonders that have followed us through these years. There have been times when the Lord would show us things, and we will pray in advance, and we see in our world that people don't even know why the miracle happened to them. But we know that God is right there with them when we are praying. So we thank the Lord today for each and every sister and brother who comes here to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Your presence is truly appreciated. We thank God for what you do and the spirit of love and peace and joy that you bring to this line. There is a spirit of love here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. There is joy and peace as we go through each and every hour of power of prayer at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We thank the Lord today because we are able to stand in the gap, make up the hedge, and help those who are going through trials and tribulations. There are many people who are in trouble right now, but we know that the Lord has given us the power through his word, and we honor him in all that we do. We give him the glory because he is the one to be glorified. And we remember our sister Beverly over there in the Bahamas. She is such a great intercessor. I met her in the 80s, and we are still friends, and I'm thanking God for just knowing her to be that powerful woman of God who intercedes, stands in the gaps, and she encourages often. So I thank God for Beverly and others who I have met around the world. I thank God for each and every person in the city where I live and those who I've met in the various cities I have lived in. God has blessed so many different times, and we know that he's in the blessing business. We know he's in the protecting business. He's the one who leads us, guides us, and teaches us all things. So as we go through this hour of power of prayer, we hope that everybody who comes will receive something to help them along the way, something to help them through this day that we're in today.
Sister Mary, are you available to pray? And then Apostle Horsley, are you able to pray?
Yes, I'm available.
Yes. All right, so Sister Mary, if you would lead us off, and then Apostle Horsley, if you would come after her, that would be.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. Glory, 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 glory to God. God, we are so grateful this morning. We wake up this morning and we say, good morning, Lord God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. And good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We are so grateful this morning to get up and to worship you and praise you this morning, Lord God, to pray and come to you, Lord God. God, giving you glory this morning, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for this day, a new day, Lord God, that you've given us, oh God. And we are just so grateful, Lord God, oh God, that you got us, woke us up this morning, Lord God. And we're part of that new day, Father God. You said this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this day, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we give you glory. And God, we know, Lord God, that your heart rejoices, oh Lord God, because we're coming together as one, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you're in the midst of our prayers, oh Lord God, and of our worship, oh Lord God. And God, that you're with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, just said in your word, Lord God, where there's two or three gathered in your name, Lord, that you, God, are in the midst of it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, so we give you glory. We bless your name. We praise you this morning, Lord God. We say hallelujah. We rejoice, oh Lord God, this morning, Lord God. God, just to be able to get up and know, Lord God, we still have our beings, oh Lord God. We still have our mind, Lord God. Our limbs are still working, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we woke up, Lord God, and seeing our loved ones, oh Lord God, they're still very near, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, that is enough to say hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we thank you, Lord God. We are grateful people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We will not wake up, Lord God, and with anger, Lord God. We will not wake up, Lord God, with confusion, Lord God, and not knowing where we are, Lord God. But God, we'll wake up, Lord God, this morning saying glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for another day, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, don't know what it's going to be like, Lord God, but I know we can say thank you, Jesus, for another day, Lord God. So, God, this morning we give you glory, Lord God. We praise your name, Lord God. This name, God, we even call upon your name, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thanking you and giving you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, through any circumstances, oh Lord God, any difficulty that we may be having or going through on this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we give you glory. We praise your name, Lord God. We praise your name, Lord God. We praise your name, Lord God, this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That is our comforter and our God this day, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those circumstances that we may encounter this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we can know, Lord God, that we're not alone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we have indeed the Holy Spirit, that we can act and we can talk to and say, lead us, comfort me in this area, in the name of Jesus. We can just call on the Holy Spirit for his guidance this day, in the name of Jesus, those decisions that are needed to be made. In the name of Jesus, we call on you this day in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And God, as we prepare, Lord God, many of us are on our way to work, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, and we just plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, as we travel on our highways and on the byways, Lord God, roadways, skyways, Lord God, waterways, whatever ways that we'll be traveling on this day, Lord God, plead the blood of Jesus over our travel this day in the name of Jesus. We are calling on and the angels, the Michael angels, to be with us in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're with us always, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're in your promises, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we're thankful, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, for our salvation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're with us through in any area that we have, Lord God, in the healing, Lord God, in the the name of Jesus, oh God. Some may need a healing in our body, Lord God. Not just our body, our physical body, Lord God. Our minds, Lord God. Our emotions, oh God. God, we trust in you today, Lord Jesus, to heal our minds, oh Lord God. Heal our bodies, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Help us, oh Lord God, in any circumstances that we may have, Lord God. In the name of any kind of confusion, oh Lord God, we may have, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we cry out, Lord God, for your healing this morning, Lord God. Healing this morning, Lord God. Healing our bodies, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, you are a great deliverer, Lord God. You are a deliverer, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we thank you, Lord God, for delivering us, oh Lord God. Delivering us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, you said you'd deliver us from evil, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, you'd deliver us from circumstances, oh Lord God, that would come up, Lord God. You're a great deliverer, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for this is the hour of prayer, Lord God, and praise, oh Lord God, and deliverance, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, we give you glory, God, for this great day, Lord God, that you have made, God, this great day in the midst of February 9th, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, God, we praise you this morning, Lord. We continue to ask you, Lord God, to just be with us, oh Lord God. Hear our every cry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we continue to just praise your name, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord God. Thank you for victory, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for victory today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You said victory, 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 Lord God, will be ours, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, as we continue on this line, Lord God, be with us, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, as we continue to lift you up this day. Lord God, be with us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And God, let us rejoice, oh God, in our hearts, oh Lord God. Let us not get weary and weak, Lord God, in our well-doing today, Lord God. Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you are faithful, Lord God, this day, Lord God, to help us, oh Lord God, in any circumstances, oh Lord God. And in his circumstances, oh Lord God, in his circumstances that we may encounter this day, Lord God, for your good, Lord God, and for your glory, Lord God, we do cry out, glory, hallelujah, glory be to your name, in the name of Jesus, no matter what, Father God, we will praise your name, Lord God, we will give you glory, Lord God, for God, we realize, oh Lord God, that there is nothing, Lord God, nothing too hard for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We trust you this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we trust you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because you have made your promises and for our lives, oh Lord God, when you gave your only begotten Son, Lord God, that we may have life, Lord God, and live, Lord God, and live in the abundance, oh Lord God, because of the promises of life, oh God, that you've given to us this day in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, Father God. We praise your name, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God, this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, this Wednesday, Father God, in the name of Jesus, this midweek, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, oh God, oh God, you are faithful, Lord God, you are faithful, Father God, and we thank you for the calling of God on our lives this day, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, help us, oh Lord God, to perform those things, oh Lord God, that you would God. God, we need you, Lord God, this day, Lord God. Some things that we're running into and circumstances and roadblocks, oh, Lord God. That, God, we know, Lord God, that we can't do them alone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would need you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. You said to cry out, we call upon you, Lord God. You hear us when we call, Lord God. So, God, that we thank you for that benefit this morning, Lord God. We thank you for the benefit, oh, Lord God, that we know your name, Lord God. We know you by name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We know the Father, Lord God. We know the Son, Lord God. And we know the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We know you as one, Lord God, over our lives, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. So when we call upon you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, hear our cry, Lord God. Hear our prayers, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for meeting our needs this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our community, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this gift going beyond the community, our country, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, our United States of America, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, God, our nations, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for there are many, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, oh, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, that you cover us all, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you cover us all, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. And God, as we pray, Lord God, for our nations are everywhere, Lord God, where there's wars, oh, Lord God, and even rumors of wars, oh, Lord God, taking place, oh, Lord God. Even now, Lord God, we just lift up those nations, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we lift the leaders of those nations, oh, Lord God, the men, Lord God, that's in authority, Lord God, that makes decisions, oh, Lord God, for their countries, oh, Lord God, for their nations, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So, God, we lift them up, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, that somehow, Lord God, that there will be peace, oh, Lord God. Peace will be found, Lord God, because somehow, Lord God, that you have, Lord God, your witness there somewhere, Lord God. If it's just one person, oh, Lord God, we're joining in together this morning, Lord God, and praying, Lord God, for peace, Lord God, for peace, Lord God, in this and even those foreign nations that we don't even know the names of, many of them, oh, Lord God. And even in our country, the USA, Lord God, United States of America, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, let today, Lord God, truth, oh, Lord God, and peace, oh, Lord God, flow out of our leaders, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, help them, Lord God, to make right decisions, oh, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, whatever circumstances may come before them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let this right decisions be made, Lord God. Let them call upon you, Lord God, for help, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Call upon the Holy Spirit for leading and guidance and comfort in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a part of all, Lord God. You know all, Lord God. You see all, Lord God. You are the beginning and the ending, Lord God, the ending and the beginning, Lord God. So, God, we recognize that, Lord God, on this prayer line, Lord God, this morning, Lord. We recognize, oh, Lord God, that we are not alone, Lord God. We are not alone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. And we recognize and give you glory, Lord God, each of us on this prayer line in our own hearts, oh, Lord God, praising you this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, to intervene, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, because you said so in your word, Lord God, that you're with us always, oh, God. So, God, we thank you. We give you glory. We praise your name. name. We uplift you this morning, Lord God. We say, Lord God, victory, victory, victory is ours in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, God, for the peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, over our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we as Christians, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, that we can pray and ask you, Lord God, and call upon your name this morning, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, that you hear us, oh Lord God. Oh God, we give you glory this morning, praising you, Lord God, thanking you for your goodness, oh Lord God, thanking you, Lord Jesus, for keeping us this day in the name of Jesus. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. We adore you, Lord God. We thank you for your faithfulness, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the joy, Lord God, that you've given us, oh Lord God. And God, you are good. We say hallelujah and glory be to your name. And we forever let your word and your name be on our lips, oh Lord God, today. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, that wonderful name of Jesus, Satan has got to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. It's Jesus. Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell them what you want. If you want your body healed, tell them what you want. If you want your body healed, tell them what you want, because Jesus is on the main line now. Have you tried Jesus? He's all right. Have you tried Jesus? He's all right. Have you tried him as a doctor? He's all right. Did you try him as a lawyer? He's all right. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we come to worship you and praise you, oh Lord God, and enter into your court with praise and thanksgiving, oh Lord God. Thank you for this Wednesday morning, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the facilitator, Lord God, asking that you bless Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, in a special way, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you bless and touch the gifts and family, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, oh Lord God, realizing, God, there's none greater than you, oh Lord God. You are the Alpha, the Omega, beginning, the end, the first, and the last. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, we come, oh Lord God, asking you, Lord God, that you would send, oh Lord God, help, oh Lord God, into this United States of America, God, into Jacksonville, oh God, into our areas, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, if you could do something by this here murdering spirit, oh Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, drive-by shootings, killing, oh Lord God, young babies, oh Lord God, being killed, our youth, oh Lord God, they are listening the day, oh Lord God, just to the music, oh Lord God, nothing but violence, death, and sex, that's all they're doing over and over again, redundant, oh God. Lord God, we pray that you break that sublineal suggestion, oh Lord God, that they feel that they have to kill, oh Lord God, each other, Lord God. Lord God, we just have a mess on our hands, oh Lord God. They be that kill off a generation of youth, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, you say whatsoever thing you desire when we pray, believe that we receive it when we pray, oh Lord God, and we shall have it, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you touch, oh Lord God, each and every one, oh Lord God, individually and collectively, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would bless and strengthen and heal, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, wipe out illnesses, diseases, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, those that are bound, O Lord God, by controlled substance, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would heal, deliver, set free, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bless and strengthen everyone, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We realize, O Lord God, that we're in the latter times, O Lord God, and yet warned us over there in Timothy, O Lord God, that some shall depart from the faith, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we come, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer to worship you and to praise you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, you have brought us to this Monday morning, God, and we have the prayer lists, O Lord God, that we just want to, O Lord God, bring them up before you again today, O Lord God, that you would touch, heal, deliver, set free, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you are moved by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those that are in financial straits, O Lord God, those that are looking for a job, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we ask that you touch, heal, deliver, set free, God, that you would touch those that are going through a time, O Lord God, bereavement right now, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray, O Lord God, that you just stamp out this COVID, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God, and the other antibodies, or whatever they call it, the mutants that are there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that this thing does not keep on coming back, O Lord God. Lord God, bless and protect our children, our babies, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the Gibson family, O Lord God, that you undergird and strength, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Celeste Joys and our brothers and our brothers, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bless every grandchild and great-grand, God, as far as you should call, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you bless the newlywed Rosalind, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus and the husband, O Lord God. Bless and strengthen, O Lord God, those that are waiting on companion, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Helpmate, O Lord God, someone that is compatible, that loves the Lord, O Lord God, and able to walk in harmony and pray in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that they may strengthen and comfort one another, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we come worshiping you and praising you, O Lord God. Hallelujah, O Lord God. Looking to you, O Lord God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, O Lord God. Lord God, we realize, O Lord God, that you are the Almighty God, and you are our Father, O Lord God. Though you order these things, O Lord God, we know that you're able to meet the needs, O Lord God. People are standing in need. Some people are standing in need of homes, O Lord God, and new places to live at, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We even ask that you would touch automobiles, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for the ministry, O Lord God. We pray for the finances of the ministry, O Lord God, and those that would donate, O Lord God, and sow seeds, O Lord God, at this time, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you. We praise you, God. Thanking you for the wife, O Lord God, of about 38 years, be 39 soon, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, because he takes very good care of me, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless the Lord God, and we thank you for in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we set ourselves in agreement, O Lord God. We stand in agreement, O Lord God. We stand in the gap, O Lord God, and prepare the breach, O Lord God, the things that separate, O Lord God, that break up, O Lord God. God, we ask that you would touch businesses, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the entrepreneurs, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that the pastor's sister, Lord God, be able to sell, if she hasn't sold already, O Lord God, that business venture, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God, that she'll be able to sell those vehicles, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you bless Manasseh, Lord God, down in Australia, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whatever he stands in need of, O Lord God. We ask that you meet the needs in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we set ourselves in agreement, O Lord God, with the prayer line, O Lord God, and all things, O Lord God, that transpire now, Lord God. Lord God, we have prayed, O Lord God, with the understanding, like how you see it. So now, Lord, I call you, see evil, you send that, like how you see, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God, we bring that, like how you see evil, you say, God. We break the powers of darkness, O Lord God, and the powers of demons, the devils, O Lord God. We break that suicide spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We break, O Lord God. We pray for those, O Lord God, that figure that they're going through such a hard time, O Lord God. These promises would never leave us or forsake us, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you. God, we praise you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. God, we come to worship you, to praise you and adore you, Lord God. Send thy anointing, oh, Lord God, in a special way, oh, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah, dedicate your seed, dedicate over your seed, dedicate your seed, God. If they go shine on that time, on that your seed, able your Sunday, yes, God, in the name of Jesus Festus Galactica's son, oh Lord God. Lord God, send people to minister on him, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, especially requests that come up, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Put the hedge about him, oh Lord God, as he did Job. Hallelujah, in that day, oh Lord God, and around his children, oh Lord God. Let the hedge come up around, oh Lord God, around all our children, oh Lord God, even the adult children, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Just setting ourselves in agreement, oh Lord God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, those that are in the hospital, oh Lord God, bless those that, Lord God, that are suffering with the COVID, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, those that need new places, oh Lord God, and houses, oh Lord God, Lord God, break the power of the adversary, oh Lord God, break the power of darkness, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, let us go forth, oh Lord God, anoint the Lord God, the word today, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they may glean and have increase, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, and we praise you, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. What shall we render unto you for all your mercy and all your benefits, oh Lord God? So we thank you, God, and we praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you for this hour of power, of prayer in Jesus' name. God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God. Amen and amen again. Thank you for the time of prayer. Yes. Over your seat. Yes, God. Thank you.
And again, thank you, Apostle Horsley and Sister Mary, for these awesome prayers and just so much of what you were praying about. It's just things that are happening. And you know, bad news is not good, you know, but we're just hearing all kinds of bad news seemingly every day. I'm just going to go and share some words this morning. Just real quick, and then we will take prayer requests. I've got several requests that are on my list. Some of these people, I don't know all of their name, the full names, but I will share what I know. And God knows who these people are, and he knows where they are and what they need. Some of these people I do know. But in the meantime, we know that our world is just in a very chaotic place and time, and things that are happening around the world are just so bad. But we have Jesus Christ, and we still look to him to help us in everything. So I'm going to read in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, starting with verse number 19. And the word of God says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Verse number 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. And so this morning, I want to impress upon each and every one of us to help us to understand that we are living in a sinful world. And if it was not for the Lord who helped us to come into the kingdom, somebody was praying for us to help us to come into the kingdom, we could be out there still doing these kinds of things, sexual immorality, just being irresponsible with our bodies, no self-control. People are using sorcery, which is a witchcraft, and we do pray and bind up every witchcraft spirit that would even try to attack the people of God. There are people out there trying to put a spell on somebody, and we can rebuke that, especially for our own selves and for our families, that God will repel these evil things that are happening. There's all kinds of hostility
people are striving against one another. There's jealousy out there, and because of that, people are killing one another, and people are dying, drunkenness, envy, hallelujah, my God, we have the power through the Holy Ghost to overcome these things, and we can continue to speak to the atmosphere that things would change, that God would heal and deliver and draw the people. We do realize that the Word has told us that during the last days that evil times, perilous times would be here. We see that as, here in the prayers where we understand what is happening. The youth, it seems like they're just going crazy, and they are killing one another, but the Lord God Almighty can draw some of these people. Some will come and some won't, but we will keep the faith. We will continue to pray and ask the Lord to help those who are out there who have these evil spirits upon them, people who want to take somebody else's life, people who get into a rage because somebody didn't do what they wanted them to do, people who are getting divorced and then somebody gets mad, well, if I can't have you, I'm going to kill you. And that's what happened to a lady. I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, her husband took her life, shot his son, then his own life. He shot his own self, killed himself. The son survived. So we're going to be praying for Russell this morning that God would help him to heal from, he got shot 8 times, but God has blessed him that he is in the hospital, and we're believing that God will help Russell to come back and be completely healed. So these kinds of things, God, you know, he doesn't want these things to happen, but we know that the devil is out there. He's doing his due. Doing what he does, causing chaos, causing people to reject God. We see that our family members are rejecting God. Many of them just believe that God is a fable. I have heard that the Bible is a storybook, and then people in my family were raised in the church, and some of them are just rejecting God because the devil has taken control of their mind. Some of them are on this crack, and some of this crack is just messing their minds up, this reefer and stuff that they're causing them to be delusional. But we have the power of God. We have the power of the Word of God. So we will continue to speak the Word of God, share the Word of God, and see God work miraculously. We are not going to give up. We're not going to give out. We're going to continue to pray and intercede, stand in the gap, and make up the head. And there's another family that I want to pray for. We prayed for a family the other day. The mother passed away. She had cancer. The daughter, one of the daughter's names is Amber. Now, Amber's mother passed away, and before that, about a week before that, her uncle had passed away, or they were burying the uncle, and now the mother died. Now her best friend's mother has passed away, so she's very distraught. So we'll be praying for Amber and also Amber's friend's family. I don't know the full name of the family, but we're just going to call out Amber's friend's family when we get to the time of prayer, because God knows who that person was who passed, and all the ones who have been adversely affected. Amber has some sisters and brothers, and we know that God can heal the hurt and the pain and the father. So whoever we speak about, God knows every detail. God knows everything. So as we see, we have opportunities. We will continue to pray. And then Manasseh, he's depressed. He's down there in Australia. Different things are happening in his life, so he's depressed. So we're going to pray and bind up the demonic spirit of depression over his life. We're going to pray for Beverly in the Bahamas, that her and her family will continue to be blessed and covered, that those her children and the grandchildren will come to Jesus Christ. I mean, she continues to pray for us, and we will pray for her. And so we're going to pray today for these things and know that God will heal and deliver and set the captives free. We will not give up. We will not give out. And as our pastor, Scholastica, requested prayer yesterday for her son Abraham, we know that God is drawing him to himself, and people reject God for various reasons. So we're going to pray that whatever it is that the devil has spoken to anybody's mind, my brother Roderick, who's out there trying to find as many drugs as he can, that whatever it is that the devil has placed in these minds, Tony, who's a friend of ours, Sonia's brother, many of you know Sonia, who used to be on the line, but she's out there in California, so she's probably asleep right now. But she does come in and listen to the ministry after maybe she gets up. But we are thanking God that her and Mother Rosina, that's her mom, that they are protected, that they will continue to believe God to draw Tony out of his drug addiction. He's been addicted for a long time.
And so we're going to pray this morning, bind up the spirit of drug addiction, pray and loose the spirit of salvation over our families. You know, whenever we pray and ask God to heal, we still want to put in there that they will become saints of God, that they will come to the knowledge of the truth in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. So I'm going to just open up the lines and unmute your phones, and we're going to get some more prayer requests. If you have prayer requests that you want to submit to us today, we're going to pray this morning because there's so many evil spirits out there, and we have to tap through the windows to withdraw.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning. Good morning. This is Susan Linda. I'm asking for prayer. I'm still in the hospital. And I'm asking for prayer to heal my body.
Okay. Sister Linda, thank you for that. We will be praying for you again. Anybody else?
Thank you. This is Good Linda. Morning. This is on. I just want to keep my family in prayer.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Prayer for me and my family members, and, you know, be delivered from drugs from my family and alcohol, of spirit of suicide, you know, and just strengthen me so that I continue to be strong and do what I need to do and do what God has me, you know, to do for the kingdom of God.
All right, thank you, Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone. Sister Sheila. I just want to thank God once again for the prayer line, and just pray that y'all pray for me with finance, that, you know, I'll be able to help my family when I can and stop taking from myself, shortening myself. And I just need prayer with God as far as finance. Thank
Amen.
You.
I'll pray for my daughter. Charlotte will be traveling this morning. Traveling in grace. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Glenda. I would just like to pray for everyone who is hurting and mourning and grieving the loss of loved ones.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Glenda.
Good morning, this is Lois, and I like crying for myself. I woke up about 1 something, and it felt like I had acid, so I drunk some stuff. Then I woke back up late on, and I still had it, and so I ate 2 times. So I woke back up not too long ago, I still feel it, so I drank a little vinegar water, and it still haven't went away, so I just at prayer for the acid. That's what I think it is.
Okay. All right. One thing that I do when I have something similar to that, I drink mint tea with no honey or anything, just plain mint tea. That's what I do. Okay.
Okay. I don't think I have mint tea, but if I dissolve peppermint in some water, would that do as well?
I don't know. It might. You could try it. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I didn't share what I do for myself when I have an opportunity.
Okay.
Amen.
I'm a chick. I have a bunch of tea, but I'm not sure I have mint. And thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. Anybody else? So we've got these prayer requests. We're going to be praying for Russell. We've got Scott A. Pine, so God will heal him. Amber's friend, and her father has passed, and we pray for Amber and her friend. I'm going to ask you for his depression to be removed. Linda's in the hospital. Yvonne's family, and that includes all of our family, too. Us, Gladys's herself and family, destruction of drugs, alcohol, and suicide spirits. For the family, and then Sister Sheila, her finances, and that she'll be able to help her family. We'll be praying for Charlotte as she is traveling, and then all people who are hurting and mourning, and then we'll be praying for Sister Lois
to be healed of her as this morning. Amen.
Amen.
So let us
Amen.
All come together and pray. Hallelujah.
Spirit of addiction. protection, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. O God, help, O Lord God.
Yes, all things, God. 98 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.